Not much. About as much as everyone else. He's been in town for a while. Everyone knows that. Obviously, the club are working through some things. But as far as the situation goes concerning John and his future with the club, I just think the club's working through some things behind the scenes with the NBL and FIBA. So apart from that, we don't know much. It's great to have him here. You know, throughout all practice, we've had a defensive focus today, and that's been kind of what we've taken away from the last weekend is our defense. And to have someone like John come in and be able to do what he does and make us better offensively, but also defensively and impart some of his wisdom, it's good to have him around.
Is it weird? It's strange to have Michael Burt sitting over there rehabbing his hamstring, probably wondering what's going on, and John's wondering what's going on as well in terms of all the background. But is it strange for the team to have this floating around you?
Yeah, no. It is what it is at the end of the day. This is professional basketball. We've got a job to do, and that's come out and play, regardless of what's happening on and off the court. John and Mike have both been great. Mike's still showing up to everything, still rehabbing. John's been in town, so working out with us, doing what he can to make us better, and Mike's doing the same thing. So regardless of that, we've still got to go out as a team and play no matter who's on the floor, whether Mitch is on the court, Mitch isn't on the court. We've got John, we've got Mike. Doesn't really matter. We've still got to make a performance. Put performances in place to give ourselves the best chance of winning this thing, and we don't feel like we did that regardless of what's going on off the court.
What do you guys need to do to make
Yeah, I think, look, we've had 2-3 days off just to kind of walk away and get a mental break. It's been a long, long season for us. I think coming home, the mental exhaustion of being on the road really took a toll on guys. Although we got home and it was nice to be home, everyone finally got caught up with what had actually happened and what went on when we got on the road and we were away for so long. And everyone just needed the last 2-3 days to kind of hit a reset button. We sat down, we had a lot of film, a lot of walkthroughs this morning and trying to, you know, pick apart some areas where we've kind of fallen away over the last week or two or even month. There were instances against New Zealand where we weren't great, but guys made plays that got us across the line. Tassie, we weren't great again, and they made plays, we didn't. And then obviously Sydney, hottest team in the league right now, came in and moved the ball, did what they want. We just weren't there. We didn't compete at the level we need to compete at. And that's kind of what we looked at, is our effort areas, and then kind of just dumbing down and treating the next few days as a mini camp to kind of fine tune some things defensively.
Training with John at the moment, what is it about what he does that
I think it's his intensity. He's a big, first and foremost. Mike's a guard, so you know, in that position, we're pretty guard dominant. But having John is just a presence on the defensive end that's going to make us better offensively, but also show some of our bigs how probably they can guard different few actions. And you know, he's one of the best bigs and defenders in EuroLeague. So to have him out here training with us, regardless of if he's going to move forward with the club or not, is a great thing for us. So just his intensity, his work ethic, like I said, him and Mike have both been unbelievable. You couldn't ask for two better guys to go through this situation that they're in, as unfortunate as is. It is what it is, and we've got to move forward as a club and find a way to win a game on Monday night.
Do you mind me asking how you are and if there's anything you're prepared to tell people about the situation that you went
through? Yeah, I'm good. So basically approached the club about, the circumstance we were in being back in Melbourne and just time away from family. I did all last year away from my family. And one of the commitments we made and the club were great with early in the year was getting my family over here to be back here this year. And we made that commitment. And then obviously we all got shipped east and my family was stuck here. So when all that kind of happened, the decision to move my family back home east was made. And in speaking with the club, they did everything they could to support me in being able to set things up at home so that my fiance and family were comfortable, kids were comfortable being in that situation and having me back here for the remainder of the year. And I couldn't thank Scott, Mike, all the coaches, teammates and everyone in the office, ownership. They were great through the whole thing. The amount of messages I got from those guys just asking if everything was all right or even just leaving me alone to be able to deal with my family stuff was great. Sorted all that out and now I'm back and obviously my focus now is helping this team get the team back on track and try win a championship.
How much for you, like, longer term with your career?
I'm not really worried about that, to be honest. It's a one year deal for me to be back here, and the focus is right now getting this thing and heading in the right direction so that we can win some games and put ourselves in the best position to make playoffs, hopefully secure home court, and then win a championship. And anything can happen in playoffs. I think anyone who follows the Wildcats knows that. And, you know, if we put ourselves in that position, we believe if we take the right steps the next couple of days and the next few weeks, we're going to give ourselves the best shot to win it. And that's what everyone in this group, everyone at the club, everyone in the association wants. And we think our fans, our members, everyone that follows this club deserves that after the year that we've been through.